Good morning. It is so good to be here with you all this morning. We are Rejoice Ministry Team. My name is Rebecca Pyle, and I am a senior music therapy major from North Manchester, Indiana.
My name is Jaden Mucher. I'm a sophomore elementary education major from Houghton, New York.
My name is Abby Brooks. I am a junior social studies education major from Central Illinois.
Hi, I'm Allie Smith, and I'm a senior criminal justice major from Holland, Michigan.
Hi, I'm Laura Olson, and I am a senior piano performance major from Marion, Iowa.
And in the back here, we have Camden, who is our awesome sound guy. But can I just tell you, it is the biggest blessing to be a part of this team. I've been able to be on Rejoice for the past 4 years, and it has been one of my favorite things about college. But I just want to take a minute this morning to invite you into a posture of worshiping in spirit and truth. Jesus said when he was talking to the woman at the well, a time is coming when true worshipers will worship me in spirit and truth. So according to how the Holy Spirit wants to be worshiped, and then according to Jesus, Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. So I just want to invite you, I don't know if you're coming in tired this morning, if you're coming in full of joy and excitement, but no matter where you're at, I'm confident that God has something to say to you this morning.
This man needs amazing kind of grace.
I can't help but sing.
today I'm going to take a moment to tell you a little bit of my story of trying to win approval of the world and how I realized that I am only enough because of Jesus alone. So I found myself looking for approval in how good of a musician I was, in how smart I could be compared to my siblings. I found myself looking for approval of how good of a person I could be, only to let people see my good sides because of that. I found myself looking for the approval of my family. I found myself looking to things that could never fulfill me. And I believed that if people knew the real me, that I would be too much, or no one would accept me for who I was. And I believed that I somehow had to earn the title of being enough. But Jesus met me in this valley. He made me realize that I don't always have to present myself like I have it all together, because he reminded me that I am loved in my successes and my failures. His love for us never, never changes. And sometimes it's hard for me to be real, because in my pride, I want people to see me as a Christian who always does the right thing. But in reality, this is impossible because of our sin nature, and anything good in me is not myself, because anything good in me is Jesus. So in my questioning, Jesus met me, he comforted me, and he gently reminded me that he has never left me. In every high and low, God has always been there, right there with me, whispering, "Come back to me, Rebecca. Come back to me." God reminded me that I am enough because he has made me enough, not because of anything I have done or I have not done. God is my peace and my strength. And I still mess up. I wish I could say that I'm done with all of the sin in my life, but I am on a journey of daily laying my sin at the feet of Jesus and learning to daily trust God. And I'm not who I used to be. I'm more joy-filled. I'm more outgoing, more confident, more willing to share my faith than I ever used to be, all because of Jesus. I've had the opportunity on this team to travel to so many churches and to worship with those churches, and I praise God for the blessing it has been to me and for the ways he has led me to serve, and that in the midst of my failures, that God has still used me. God just guides me to grow in worshiping in spirit and truth every single day as my relationship grows with him, as God's truth conquers any lie of the enemy. So I just want to invite you as we go forward that if there's a stirring in your heart of something you need to surrender to the Lord, maybe you're looking for the approval of others, or maybe there are idols in your life, I pray that you would lay those down before the Lord. Take some time to do that this morning. So we're going to sing some more songs, and you can listen, sing along, or pray, but I ask you to allow God to speak to your heart and to remind you who you are as a child of God made in his image, because Jesus truly showed the greatest act of love for us when he died for us on the cross, and there's true freedom found in surrendering to the Lord. Thank you. And pure. When peace like a river attendeth my will, when sorrows like sea billows roll, when
I'm so thankful that we can just freely come to God, and I just want to take time to rejoice in our next song because we can rejoice in Him always.
joy in the Lord. Amen.
Gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I through.
It has been so great being here with you this morning. And so we have one last song, and we ask you to rise and sing with us.
This is my story, I'll testify.
It is awesome to see not only talented young people come to the church and entertain us and worship with us, but the joy and the fun you guys have up here doing it. You know, the smiles on your faces, it is a joy to watch you worship God and to be able to be here in the experience feeling God as he worshiped with us as well. Bow your heads as we pray today. Dear Lord God, I just thank you for being here with us, for being able to feel your joy and to have fun worshiping you in the way you created us to. Not all of us have a talent to play an instrument. Not all of us have a talent to sing with a heavenly voice, Lord God. But we are all created to worship you and to have fun while we do it. And I thank you for that. I pray, Lord God, that you will be with this group, not only as they travel from church to church, Lord God, but as they grow closer to you, be with them, hold them, protect them, Lord God, so that you do, so the world doesn't suck that joy away from them, that they may always feel your joy. I pray, Lord God, that as we leave this church, as we leave these four walls, Lord God, we do not leave that joy here in this room, but take it with us. Spread this joy to the entire world so that they can see why we can go through struggles, why we can have suffering in our lives, but still find your joy and your peace. In your precious and heavenly name, amen.